You are listening to the Living Greater Podcast, and I am your host, Arn Allamond. Together, we are building a community of people helping others to live greater through fitness, nutrition, and health.
Hey everybody, my name is Arn Allamond, and welcome to Living Greater and the Optimized Influencer. I am joined today by a great friend of mine, Kristen Brown. And I want to share a little bit of her story, but before we do that, I want to share a little bit about what it means to be an optimized influencer. And you'll read this again as I put this out on Facebook, but the optimize your influence is preparation to give the best of yourself in that moment to everyone you are connected to. And I believe truly that that's an amazing gift that's rooted in first honoring yourself to better serve those around you. And in my time that I've known Kristen, that's exactly what I've seen. So I met Kristen at my current CrossFit gym, and she and her husband, Pat, are the owners of CrossFit E3. And at some point in here, I'll have her tell you how long they've been doing that. But along the way, she's had just hands in so many different projects, not only in our community, but in other communities throughout the world. And those are some of the things that I wanted to chat about tonight. And so without giving all of that away, I just want to say, Kristen, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Arn.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so how long have you guys been how long is CrossFit E3? How about that?
You know, what's really cool is we will be celebrating our 10-year anniversary actually next year in October of 2020. So we are 9 years in.
Oh my God.
We started in October of 2010.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It's a long time. Just to give you a little background on that, the funny part is Pat, actually, my husband, had began in 2004. And I didn't understand it. And I'd see, like, catch him watching videos at night. And he'd come home with weird bruises and abrasions on his body. And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing at the gym, but, like, you're sick. Like, I didn't get it, you know? I didn't understand the concept. And it wasn't until we moved to Idaho from Massachusetts. And that's when I kind of, they say, drank the Kool-Aid and understood what this was all about. And just kind of never looked back since then.
Absolutely amazing. I think that so many of us can relate to that story when it comes to CrossFit. It's an interesting thing, and it's a culture that almost, like, it draws you in, but it sometimes it almost even pushes away, because I know I resisted myself coming into it for the longest time because, just of an interesting experience at a different gym a number of years ago. And it was when I found you guys that I truly fell in love with the process, the culture, and the philosophy.
You know, I had an interesting conversation with a newer CrossFitter today. I think that the CrossFit industry as a whole has changed somewhat. I remember when we first began, things were a little bit more or a lot more gritty, so to speak, in a sense that we would do the workout as prescribed at all costs. Right. Our safety mattered less, injuries mattered less. It was just really gritty and go. And as the industry started changing, it's like we do CrossFit so that we can be better at the things that we do outside of the gym. So it's kind of pointless that we're coming in and just getting hurt and injured. Just the whole industry started shifting. And that's exactly where we're at right now. You know, I can proudly say that we're definitely form before load. We want to be sure that you're moving safely and properly before we're going to put you into really heavy weight, because, you know, over the course of time, moving poorly or improperly will ultimately result in injury. So it's super important that we have a skilled eye on our athletes at all times to just make sure that things are working safely. But then we'll also encourage them when things are looking good. I'm going to say, you know, why don't we try to add a little bit more weight, because I want you to challenge yourself and I want you to get uncomfortable. That's kind of where the magic happens, I think.
I think it is too, getting uncomfortable, 100%, 100%. In that, you mentioned that CrossFit prepares us for other things in life.
Yes.
And that, huge. I mean, I just think of my own journey and the athlete that I am today versus the athlete that I was when I began. And even before I came to CrossFit E3, I couldn't do double unders. I couldn't jump rope. I couldn't do muscle ups. I mean, I got all of these things for the first time at your gym. And That's amazing. And it's not like I'm not, you know, woo, you know this. What I am amazed by and what I love is the fact that I've seen that happen for other people. But also, those things happening in my life have given me the opportunity to level up in other areas so that I can go out and I can decide, hey, I'm going to go for a trail run. I'm going to enjoy it. And I've seen my body change in terms of gaining weight, in terms of sometimes losing weight. And it just kind of fluctuates based on what my overall interest is. But
that's true.
What we do here.
I can relate in a sense that it gives us maybe like the mental fortitude or the, I can do this. You know, we're clearly not getting any younger, right? We're getting older by the day. And I think one would think that because of our age, that's kind of it. We just kind of succumb, you know, wave the white flag and be done. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we're getting older, yet we're still achieving personal records at the gym. So why can I not level up in my daily life and achieve something even bigger or even greater for myself? It's never too late and we're never too old. And I think that is the biggest thing that I've personally experienced, but also have witnessed through our fellow members and our fellow athletes. Magical things happen in that joint, and it's just so much bigger than just a workout.
I mean, when you get like my smile just inside, it starts like growing out. And all but because I think that, you know, the physical is kind of an easy way to attack daily challenges, and it's something that doesn't always require a lot of thought process. It just requires hard work. You mentioned grit earlier. There's different forms of that. Other things in life are really hard, and maybe they deal with our anxieties. Maybe they deal with our perceptions of ourselves, our comfort level in other areas. But when you're working out, you know, you really can just let go. And then all of a sudden, like you said, you hit these moments of greatness and things that you've never done. And it opens you up. And I love that you said that.
It's so true. You know, and something else I've noticed too that has really resonated with me that I've then shared with other athletes is sometimes we tell ourselves these stories. I'm just not good at double unders. I'm just not good at handstand push-ups, whatever it is. And it's taken four words, I believe in you, from another person. Because sometimes I truly don't believe that I can. Yeah. And so when I get that push from my coach that says, I believe in you, and get up there and do this, and then I do it, it's so much. It's just, I really truly think it's in our head, and it's about what we're telling ourselves. So if we can get rid of that story and just having someone believe in you. And so I then, in turn, have, you know, believed in my athletes and said, I know you can do this. I know what you're capable of. I know your strength. I know your ability. And just to watch them just conquer major feats. It's just been, it's so exhilarating. I love it. So it's our life.
I kind of like it too. I love the fact that you said, I think a lot of people don't realize this. I love the fact that you said that you, your coach, the idea that you as a coach, being in the industry for over 10 years, which thinking about that, how old is CrossFit?
I know. I want to say it was 2002. I think 2002, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys have been there almost since the start.
Right.
So you've been in there, like, I mean, you've so many hands on. So like we look to you, right. As you all knowing,
right.
What's amazing, not that you're not. What's amazing is that in your own performance that you seek out other people to help you level up. Have you seen
I know that you can relate in this, and that as a coach, you don't generally get a set of eyes on you. I want to improve, and I know I can improve daily, but it's really difficult without someone who has a skilled eye that can watch and say, you know, you need to bring the barbell closer to your body. You need to hit that hollow position. You need to, whatever those little things are. So I do have a coach within our gym. I've hired and actually pay a coach because I so appreciate that. Not only the skilled eye, but in addition to motivation. Guys, look, I'm a coach, but I need it some days. Actually, most days, if I'm being honest, that accountability piece to just show up. I'm tired. I'm a mama of four. I'm running a business. And when I have that person to meet and have to show up, so, you know, neither here nor there, but we're all human. You know, we need that little extra push, but yeah, just that set of eyes. And I wonder if you can relate to that too, in that as a coach, you get coached less often. Because if I'm coaching you, for instance, I'm like, I know that Arn moves well. He's great. So my eyes naturally are just drawn to those who are less seasoned. It's kind of interesting. We used to, back in the day, work out all together. The coaches would get together and do like a Sunday workout all together. I miss that. We should bring it back, just because it's really great to, you know, kind of all suffer together and kind of lift each other up and help each other through it. So, yeah.
I love that idea. I can 100% relate to what you're saying. And actually, the same coach I hired, you know, a year and a half ago for a period of time, because I looked at it from the standpoint that I feel like I'm pretty insightful. I feel like I can look at somebody, I can figure something out, I can video myself, I can watch it. But it's like, I could spend the next 90 days working through this process and maybe be better at it at the end of 90 days, but I'm not training under those new motor patterns, or I could pay for somebody's perspective to help guide me through this process. And then over those 90 days, I'm actually training within those motor patterns and reinforcing what I've learned and becoming more adept. So you fast forward, is the way I look at it, like turbocharge the learning curve. And right. I think that's what coaching does. And like you mentioned, you know, mom of four, own multiple businesses, awesome husband. But I mean, I know what it's like for mom. Mom's like running the show, you know. Let's be real.
That's true.
And so for you to improve, you know, having those, you might call it, you know, cheat codes or whatever, right? The coach, having somebody there to help, it makes your time, it leverages your time, and it's so valuable.
That's what it is. It's the time piece. I know that I can get wholly, like, full and effective coaching jam-packed in this tiny amount of time. So therefore, the amount of time I spend is kind of crammed into a couple of days, and it's just beneficial and efficient, I think.
Yeah. Well, I love it. Well, so moving from that, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, I hear a lot with CrossFit and different things is, oh, well, you know, that's for this person, or that's for this person. Or I think there's that mentality. And I know personally that that's not true.
Otherwise, right.
But I know you know that too. And I'm thinking specifically of a program that you've launched at least once, called Project Unbroken.
Correct.
Yeah. And would you share with us a little bit about what that's all about, why you've done it, and what it means to you?
Because I've
met some of these people, and they're amazing. Some of my absolute
favorite. Yes, I'd love to share. So this program, actually, I just launched approximately 6 months ago, and it was kind of a build up to this over the course of time. What happened is, when I first started coaching, first of all, I'm going to back up a little bit more there. Some friends of mine started telling me, when they would watch just the way I would work with, you know, people, women most specifically, in the gym, and they'd say, Kristen, you've got a ministry, whether you know it or not, you've got a ministry. And I didn't get that. I'm like, I'm just coaching. I don't really understand, right? And then slowly but surely, I would say like 5 or 6 years in, I started receiving messages from women, either an email or a text or something, just about how they felt inspired and how they felt connected and how I made them feel comfortable and safe and empowered. And, you know, just, it honestly kind of started snowballing. And there's one story I'd really love to share, because this completely kicked the whole thing off. After I had completed a women's challenge, one of the gals had written me an email, and she said, I was going to tell you in person, but I couldn't, because I know I would do the ugly cry. I didn't plan on this. I'm working on being vulnerable, Arn, but I might get a little emotional because I'm human. And so this gal had actually decided to end her life. And she had a 3-year-old boy, and she had come up with her plan of how she was going to do so, and had written a letter and had kind of a plan of who was going to take care of her little boy. And she was getting ready to go to bed that night, and she was kind of panning through Instagram, kind of as we all do, lying in bed, and the ad for this women's challenge had popped up. And she said, that kind of fanned my little kind of like, oh, you know, piqued her interest, if you will. And she thought, you know what, I think I'm just going to stick around. I'm going to go interview for this, because there's kind of an interview process to get into the program. Long story short, she interviewed. Then, of course, she entered the program and went through the whole program. But the crazy thing is, she says, you saved my life. This program saved my life. Had I not seen that ad, had I not felt that little kind of push, or that little, you know, coercion into to go in, I wouldn't be here. And so that was the big turning point for me, that this is, I mean, there are little whispers of, Kristen, you need to do this, you need to do this. That was a yell, you need to do this. And so, yeah, so that gal completely changed my entire life. And that's kind of what really made Project Unbroken come to life. And what I really wanted to do with this is not just about the workout. I added in an extra 30 minutes for us to just connect as women. And each week there's almost a lesson, if you will, maybe on forgiveness, maybe on hope, things where we can really talk about like the ugliness in our lives and the sadness and the despair, but work through it together. And CrossFit is hard. So not only would we talk about these things, but then we would go do these really physically difficult things. I mean, there were always tears, there's always, you know, sweat, but just I would watch them become more confident, more comfortable, and more empowered with each week. Yeah. And just the bond they have now, many of them exited the 8-week program and continued at E3. And weight loss aside, I mean, they're crushing it. I know you know these girls, and you're seeing them whittle down, but more importantly, you're seeing their confidence grow, and you're seeing them feel like we're a safe place for them to be. And it's just it's been life-changing, I think, for them and also for me. So that's it. We begin again this January. We'll be launching 2.0, ready to roll.
Awesome. And so that'll kick off in January?
It will, yes. Okay. Yes.
Yep. And when will registrations and stuff be available?
So we're going to start, in the next month about. So end of November. So we'll have about 6 weeks leading up to the kickoff. And that will be found on Instagram and Facebook, Project Unbroken.
Well, one of the things that I will be doing at the end of this is adding in, you know, ways that people can get in touch with you. And so you and I, just afterwards, you can shoot me those links and I'll make sure that those are posted up.
Awesome.
That idea that if you've got a gift, if you've got a story in your heart, if you've got something that you're passionate about, and I get emotional too. My family's like, "Dad, I've been watching these movies, you know, and it's wild." But if you've got something that you're passionate about, and especially if you're a coach, if you've got something that you can teach or something that you can give a value to people, that you owe it to the people in your life. Both the people that you've met and the people that you haven't met, that we owe it to them to reach out and get uncomfortable. And it is uncomfortable at times.
It is. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I think it's that realization. Like I said, people have kind of said, well, you realize what you're doing is bigger. And I didn't. It just felt like I'm showing up and coaching people through a workout, you know, but you're right. You owe it to them. It's not always about us. And I think that's what's important to remember. It's not about me staying comfortable. It's about me getting uncomfortable because of what I might be able to provide for these people who are in need, you know?
I love it. I love it. And I love the, you know, you mentioned your faith briefly there, but I love the fact also that that we have the opportunity, and I have felt this in our gym and some other gyms as well, that we have the opportunity to connect with people through faith without projecting faith, if that makes sense. And so it's welcoming of all sorts, of all types, all sorts.
You're right. You so said that so well.
And it's coming together and locking arms. And that was something that I had never experienced in a fitness environment, outside of maybe playing high school sports. But I was always just myself, because it was just about the workout. And so I was like, I don't want anybody messing with my stuff. You know, I got my plan. And then CrossFit found me and the community found me, and I get bummed if I don't make a workout. I mean, it affects me, but I'm more bummed about not seeing the people that I've grown to care about much. That's amazing. Like, that's awesome. So I know you see that all the time.
Yeah.
So I guess the other piece of the optimized influencer, this is really not that the other stuff isn't cool, but it's like really cool. Is that, and you mentioned it, that by being fit, by being strong, by being mobile, by having coordination. I mean, as we get older, we lose coordination. And I have noticed that is probably the number one thing that I have gained back more than anything, is my coordination and balance. And so by having those components in our lives, it gives us an opportunity to say yes when we get opportunities for something new, right? As you want something new, and I know you've got an extensive background in dance.
Yes.
You want something new that you're absolutely crushing. And so,
I am loving it.
And you're able to jump right in. I know it's got to be hard. I know it's hard.
Oh,
so, talk about bumps and bruises, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to share. So I do have a fairly extensive dance background, traditional ballet, tap, jazz, modern. So choreography has always been easy for me to pick up. I've always had the flexibility. CrossFit has given me the strength. But recently, I would say about a year and a half ago, I walked into a pole dancing studio, just thinking I'd kind of spin around a little bit and have some fun. And I discovered that I was really good at it, if that's the thing, okay. So it's actually pole sport. It is competitive. I didn't know that such a thing even existed until about a year and a half ago. So you can compete and you put together a choreography and you're judged based on the types of moves that you're able to execute. There are inversions, there are certain scores for a certain number of points of contact with the pole. For instance, if I can suspend myself in an inverted position with only 2 points of contact, say like my hands, what one would call like a flag, then I'm awarded a certain number of points. And so long story short, I just literally jumped in. They said, oh, you're kind of good at this. You should compete. And I said, what? There's competition? So I sure did. Like within 3 months of even trying this, I flew to Seattle. It's called the Pole Sport Organization, and it's a national organization. And this was the Northwest competition. And I was in the master's division because, you know, we're old folks at this point, right? We're 40 and older. And I ended up taking third. Okay. And I've just been practicing and practicing and just trying to get better. It's just like CrossFit. There isn't a ceiling. There are always new tricks and new holds and things that you can learn to kind of expand and grow. And so I'll be going back again in 2 weeks, November 2nd, competing in that same competition. And I got to be honest, I really want to win. Like I would love to bring home the gold. If it doesn't happen, at least I tried, you know, at least I jumped in the arena. But man, I'm having fun. It's been a really fun and exhilarating experience and a cool way to take my dance background and my CrossFit background and put them together and just have fun.
It's a perfect melding of the two, right?
It is. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Yep. I'll tell you who else fares really well in this type of thing are those gymnasts. My gosh, they've already got the strength and the flexibility and, you know, the grace. So
absolutely. Yeah. It's like the body awareness and everything. So I can't wait because I know you're going to absolutely crush it. And, and now do you have any more? Cause, your group that you train with, you guys have shows and stuff as well, right?
We do. Yes. Yes. So I am in with, 2 dance companies right now. One is OPG, that's Ophidia Performance Group. And we just had our, performance last weekend. And then, the other one is called the Pole Lineup. And they can be found on Facebook and on Instagram. And we'll be performing Sleeping Beauty, all set to the music of Beyonce. And that will be November 7th and 8th and 15th and 16th at the VAC in Garden City. That's the Visual Arts Collective building. So okay. I have a couple performances in addition to the competition in Seattle.
That's so awesome. I'm so proud of you. And I'm excited.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Art.
It's so cool. Are you a competitive person by nature? You're a successful person. But are you competitive?
I'll tell you. I don't love competing. I don't love the nerves. I've never really been a competitive CrossFitter per se. You know, I'll pop into the open once in a while. I don't do really well under pressure and the nerves, but with dance, it's something more for me of an art and a means of expression. So it feels a little less competitive to me, I think. So yeah, to answer your question, I'm not really competitive in that respect, but it sure is fun. And I really would love that gold.
I'm hoping you get it. Yeah. Well. I love it. Thank you so much. I know we both got parent teacher conferences tonight. I know you've got to get across town. I've got to get over to the elementary school and then back to school. It's crazy. But this has been absolutely amazing. You know, one of my favorite quotes, and I don't remember his name, so Google the quote, folks. It's not mine. But it says, you know, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive, because what the world needs is for people to come alive. And I think, you know, for you to to be so proficient at so much of the things that you do, whether you see it or not, everybody else sees it. Like you're a rock star. But to see you with this and see you come alive with this and to see that competitiveness come out, it's like, hey, I want to stretch myself to do absolutely as best, as well as I can in this realm. That's amazing. And I think that's a perfect expression of it. And it's a wonderful culmination of what we're talking about and why we're here, because, right, you know, you've created this lifestyle that allows you to make these choices, allows you to say yes. And it's absolutely right. Awesome. And follow your heart. And I love it. So
thank you. I love that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So thank you so much for being on tonight. Like I said, everybody, I will post ways that you can get in touch with Kristen and CrossFit E3 and anything else, Project Unbroken and all that down below as I post this up. And you can find us wherever you're finding this right now. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on your favorite podcast platform, under Living Greater, and we'll also be on Facebook. So, awesome. Kristen, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Good evening. And we'll see you maybe tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. All right. Take care. Have a great night.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Living Greater podcast. We hope that you enjoyed content, and we ask that you please share with your friends and help us spread the word of Living Greater. Have a wonderful day.